Here's the restaurant that is reopening now. They have closed almost 600 of these in the last 30 years. Now, the Roy Rogers chain is starting to make a comeback. Remember Roy Rogers?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
I really like their roast beef sandwich.
Everybody seems to have great memories of Roy Rogers. So they're opening one in South New Jersey, Cherry Hill. They opened it last Wednesday. It was the first new restaurant, first new Roy Rogers in New Jersey since 1994. So it's been 30-some years now.
Wow.
Yes.
Same menu? Because they had burgers and roast beef, right?
Yeah, it seemed like the exact same menu. And they have what's called a fixin's bar that everybody was excited about.
Yeah, you sort of, you know, they would just give you the burger naked.
That's right.
And then you got it to customize.
That was also a Fuddruckers thing.
Oh, yeah.
You could go, and Biggie knows the Fuddruckers fixin's
bar. The model.
Yes. Well, anyway, they're in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. First time since 94. The grand opening included a special promotion where the first 50 customers got a free regular combo every week for a year. So you got 52 combo. So this guy lined up at midnight the night before and was first in line.
I used to work at the Morristown Mall years ago, and there was a Roy Rogers in the mall, and the food there is great.
So he's been missing it.
Yeah.
He's back. And
nostalgia factor.
Exactly. Oh, that was it. One woman said, the whole thing is about nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Back in the 90s, Roy Rogers.
That's what we did, you know. We loved it.
I think the Roy Rogers opened in Richmond, I'm going to say the late 1970s, because I would go get lunch and dinner for the people at the pharmacy at Sunset Hills at Roy Rogers.
Yep. This part of New Jersey had one from 1973 to 94, then it closed, and now they're building this one back. And everybody there, one woman said, look, I wasn't going to come to this, but I saw it on the news.
I'm usually up at 5:30 a.m. every morning anyway.
Okay.
So this was nothing. But I watched when you're first here live, and I said, we got to get out the door now.
She made her way. That's right.
She got up, turned on her television.
That's right.
Said they're giving away free Roy Rogers if you get in line now. And she did.
That's right. Now, at one point, they had over 600 locations around the country. Now they have fewer than 50. But loyal.
Are they clustered in the East Coast? Or are they? I can't remember the last time I saw one.
I always thought it was a West Coast thing, but I guess not. No, because you had them in Virginia.
Yeah.
And didn't they at one time?
Had one at the Jersey Mall.
They had one at the Jersey Mall. Mm-hmm. Didn't Roy Rogers and Hardee's share space at one point?
I want to say yes, because I think like Hardee's would sell Roy's roast beef sandwich.
Yes.
Was that part of the deal?
Yes. And they had the. I remember at one point I would see a Hardee's logo and the sign was split. It said like Hardee's and Roy Rogers. Yeah, for a while here, you know. But Roy Rogers was really good. And there's a simple reason this woman goes.
It's good. It's real good beef.
That's it.
Boom.
All right. She's not going to say much here.
It's good. It's real good beef.
So you have to know.
Get the camera out of my face.
What else needs to be said?
It's 6 in the morning.
Are you a Roy Rogers man, Big?
I've never had Roy Rogers. I heard of them, but see... Good. I guess when I started eating at Hardee's, it was just Hardee's. But I remember when Hardee's did have fried chicken, too, because that was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Hardee's did have fried chicken for a time. That was good chicken.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Really good chicken.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
But I never got the Roy Rogers burger, so I never got to experience the Fixin's Bar. I was a roast beef guy only.
You know the best thing on the Fixin's Bar?
The pickles. That's the best part of the bar.
And you remember that from way back in the
way
day, right?
Back. Yes, it was one less than a mile from my house.
Oh, yeah. You go, get your pickles, put your pickles on. It's a fixin'. They showed the fixin's bar. I was like, yes, I know. Now, I only ate there 4 or 5 times, but it was really good.
Do you think this will last 2 years, 5 years, this new location? Clearly there's a buzz now.
There's a buzz now, but yeah, how long? I don't know.
Will it hold?
I hope so. Come on, nostalgia. Come on, Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw their reopening.
How many customers know who Roy Rogers was?
I bet of those 100 people out there waiting for their free meal,
yeah,
very few know who that first guy maybe, but most people I don't think know Roy Rogers. You know Roy Rogers and Dale Evans from the old cowboy movies. They're reopening. They're opening more like Olive Gardens. You know they're making a comeback. I just saw that today.
A quick check shows that they're in Delaware, New Jersey, Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The
east,
Roy Rogers.
Up in the east, yeah. Let me tell you, next time I'm driving through New Jersey or Pennsylvania, I'm stopping at a Roy Rogers. And I might, too, if I go back to sleepaway camp.
No one believes you.
I might go back. That was where my Friday the
13th. You're more likely to fly to see your friend in Texas.
No, I can't. I'm grounded. I'm grounded.
Exactly.
If I'm...
That's my point.
If I'm driving through Maryland, I'm stopping at Roy.
It's the happiest you've ever been.
God.
You're like, I'm stuck here. I love it. Don't you want to? No.
Next time you're in Hagerstown.
Next time I'm in Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm going to Roy Rogers. That's it. That's how it is.